This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding Behine Shalosh Tefillos Tikkun Hashem Nasagdol, I believe. Okay. Hine, he says. So he had said, he spoke about the Milo of Klal Yisrael, and Yemin and Smoil and no Natiya this way, that way. Vihine says, Sholosh Tfilos Tiknash Gasgadol B'Shabbos, Chutz Min Tfilos and Musafish Ibn Atzmo. Sh'azak Nesagdol were attacking three different Tfilos and Shabbos. This is highly unusual. In most of the Yom Tovim, it's the same Tfilos through and through. Chutz Min Tfilos and Musafish Ibn Atzmo. Ata Kidashto, Yisach Moshe, Ata Echot. V'chol Tfilos in Yemiyuchot. Each one of these is something else. In other words, there are three different Shabbosim in Shabbos. In Yontiv, it's the same Yontiv. It's Pesach, morning, evening, and night, whereas Shabbos is different. So the first thing we have is that it's a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melacha. V'zeo madrega achas l'Shabbos shem kodesh v'nei Hashem. That's step one. U'betfilas yisam hoyshe tiknu v'loy nisato l'goy arotzis v'chulu k'dle el k'zeh HaShabbos l'nos HaShem Yisbarach k'im l'Yisrael asher boch HaShem Yisbarach v'hem v'im nivdol m'kol m'sarlam. So the second Shabbos is a Shabbos where Klal Yisrael is nivdol from Yisraelim. V'chein yom haShabbos nivdol sheis mei ma'aseh la'atzmoi. L'chein nosan Hashem Yisbarach li'Yisrael dafke, asher boim boch Hashem Yisbarach. V'zeo madrega shniyah sheis l'Shabbos. Ha'madrega shliyis k'Shabbos hu echad. V'hefri sheis bein ma'aseh haShabbos hu echad, u'bein ma'aseh nizkal lefnei zeh v'tilz Yisrach Moshe. She'Yisrael boch Hashem Yisbarach behem, ונבדול מכל העמים. וכן השבס גם נדבר כל יומים. כי מה שבוח השם יסבור בהם, אין זה מועל שישראל אחר לגמרי, כי אין זה לא שם. עד שכל טוב לצי ישראל. וזה אומר לישראל היוני שהם עם מחות ואין זה לא שם. כי אף אם נבר אומס, אין רק שם סיס ישראל. So he says the following. In the חשיבס of Shabbos, and the chshivas of Klal Yisrael, you have three madregas. Let's speak about ruchnias. I can be miyaches ruchnias in three ways. First of all, I can point out that there's a metzias of ruchnias. That's one. The second step, I can say it is the most important aspect of the bria. And the third thing is, I can say be'etzem, it's the only toichen of the bria, and everything else in the bria simply, it becomes part of it. In understanding, the truth is, when we speak about being miyachir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes in three dargas. We first thing is we're maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being elyon on the Aretz, being the Elohim, being the one that's the has the Shlita and the Shult in the world. He's above everything else. And the third one, which is the deepest Havana, is that everything else, Be'etzem, there is nothing else, because everything else is Neveah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is there to finalize some accomplishment HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That same thing is true with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a Metzias. Klal Yisrael has a Metzias as being Mochashir Umas Olam. Klal Yisrael has a Metzias as being the only Ummah. And if other Ummas are to have a Metzias, it's only B'Teiras Shamashim to Klal Yisrael, B'Teiras that they fit into the puzzle. And it goes by Hadraga. There's no... you can't jump to the last one. You go step by step by step. If you think about it also, there are three Shabbosim, three big Shabbosim in the Bria. There's Shabbos Bereishis, there's Shabbos Matan Torah, and there's the Shabbos of Yom Shekula Shabbos Nuchal Chayalamim. Those are the three Shabbosim in the Bria. Each and every... So the first Shabbos of Bereishis is the first Menasra, and Mikoyach, that Shabbos, all the Nivroim are equal. Mitzad Maisa Bereishis, there's no difference in anybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything in those days. And B'mela Shabbos Mekorach, that is Be'etzim Shach, everyone. Shabbos of Matan Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave... Shabbos of Matan Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah only to Yisrael. So amongst the Umas Olam, he chose Yisrael. It doesn't negate the kim of the other Umas, but it makes Klal Yisrael the most important one. And we say Shabbos Habonim Mikol Ha'amim. The Lossed Lovoi, it says Oz. Efne Amer Aretz Besofa Brura Likre B'Shem Hashem La'ovdoi B'Shem Echad. In other words, Lasid Lavoi, they will shelter to Klal Yisrael. All of the tefillas of Asikul Maguda Achas and so on are neveya from the pasuk that it's very fascinating, because the pasuk says Oz efna kol ha'amim b'safa brura. The Gemara says it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara speaks about whether you can be mekabel karbanis from goyim or the chasher and revia, and the Gemara says, it says lasid lovoi they'll bring cold soin kedar. So how can you accept, according to the Blas, how can you accept those karbanis? So the Gemara answers, no, shayni lasid lovoi is oz efna la'amim kulam b'safa brura, oz efna la'amim b'safa brura likra b'shem Hashem. So the Gemara says, Dilma the Hadrim Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's only Nagea that they won't be Avodah Zarah. In other words, they'll be Makin the Gaza Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara answers, La'ovdei Shechem Echad Ksiv. It says La'ovdei Shechem Echad. So in Rashi's Madgish, it says that they'll worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Klal Yisrael does. So whatever mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has, they're going to have as well. So if Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to not has a yisod b'raveh, they'll also have a yisod b'raveh, they'll be nisah, and so on. So it's very, very fascinating. They're not worshiping, they're not being raveh behemoth, is not raveh because they're mekayim the Torah mitzad atzmam. The Torah doesn't say, you know, ozefach safaru el kalamim likra b'shem Hashem ulovdoi. That's the way I would write it. It's L'ov Shechad means that Lasid Lovi, when there'll be this Gilui, there won't be a chiluk between Umas and Klal Yisrael, and B'meila, whatever Klal Yisrael is, that's what they are. So it's not that Mikoyach the Shmiras Mitzvahs, that their personal Shmiras Mitzvahs they stolzu to Klal Yisrael, but because the chilukim between the possibilities of somebody hearing a muffled version of Vayashem and somebody hearing the whole version of Hashem is erased, and all the Masoilim Shtoltzu to call Israel. That's where their Kiramitz is Nevea from. So those are the three Shabbosim, and connected that is each one of them is connected that. So Ramchal says in his tefillah, in his Kitzur Kavanos, that the all these psukim yehudim of all the tefillahs of v'chein tein are miyusir on this tikkun, which happens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become the only shult in the Bria, and so on. Bein l'arach mokum ze, ubeze Yisrael amechot she'ein zulosam, v'chein ha-Shabbos v'echot. So Klal Yisrael is an amechot through this, and Shabbos is one also. The word one has two connotations in Lashon Kodesh. It has a connotation as one out of a group. He's the number one basketball player in the country. So that one is a superlative. It describes him as being better than other people, and in a certain way, you need the others to be mavlit who you are. I can't say that you're the best basketball player without being mashed with other basketball players. Then there's a echod, which means only, and in that case, the pshat is nothing else exists but that. So, when Shabbos is echad, means that there's a way of looking at Shabbos as being the most kaddish of all days, which is true, but there's a way of Shabbos saying that all the days have a kiyum because they shtel tzu to Shabbos. Ayom rishon b'Shabbos, ayom sheni b'Shabbos, ayom shlishi b'Shabbos. In the Lashon the Gemara, a week is called a Shabbos, because Be'etzim, it's a Shabbos that has a hachana of all week long to build up to a Shabbos. So Be'etzim, Shabbos becomes, when a person says every day, Yom Rishon Shabbos, Shem Shabbos, Shishim Shabbos, he's shtelling ois, all the pieces, as coming together in Shabbos. I was also at a Kirov camp here in America. He had a cook. He was a Breslover, American Breslover, who had made Aliyah. He told him would come and cook in the summer, make his parnasa. The guy was fascinating. I mean, the person had tremendous abilities. He once told me that he could, if you give him the ingredients, he'll tell you what it's going to taste like. He never made the same thing twice. Extraordinarily gifted in his field. And one of his, called Mishigasana or whatever, he would put up a pot of chicken on Sunday and let it cook until Shabbos. And that was chicken soup. It was an intensely brown color. I mean, it was concentrated like anything. So, kapanim, that's his way of doing the Ata Echot. Besides the fact, so one dagger is that it's more chashev and so on, and finally there's a dagger that is unique. Then he brings the Chazal. He's speaking here. His point is basically headed towards why it is we say it on Shabbos Dafka, and the Indian of that this is the most appropriate time of the week to say it, and so on. The Medrash says there are three that are made on each other. Shabbos v'Yisrael meet on Kodesh Baruch Hu she'echod, Kashor Shabbos meet on Yisrael she'em ha'mechod, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael meet on Shabbos she'em menucha. Let's talk about this a little bit. This is a point that he makes in many places, and let's explain it. The whole musig of menucha and tenua meaning flux, motion, is relates to two states. When something is in a is not in its state of shleimus, it's in motion. On an atomic level, on a molecular level, when you have atoms that are missing electrons in its ring, it looks for those electrons to be mashed in it. because it's not reached its state of perfection, and it's going out and looking for other atoms that will join it so that it can fill itself up. When you have something that's in an unstable position, it'll keep wobbling until it ends up in the most stable position that it can, until it's laying flat on something and so on. If something is disintegrating, it disintegrates until it reaches a sort of a final state of this is its simplest format, and it'll stay that way. Whenever you have something that is in motion, you're telling me that there's more to it. This thing itself has another state, another form, another position that is more natural to it. When something has come to something that's at rest, that's when I can say this is what it is, and it's there in its entirety. In other words, the echod has to do with menucha. Menucha, he says it all over, and it's almost a taich of it. That anything that's not betnua is not in its final state. That which is bimnucha has reached its final state. The echod means it is what it is. It's not going to become something else. It's not missing something. It's not adding something. It's totally there. Just like when we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch is echod, one of the things that Rambam says that it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have parts and pieces. He is. That's his metzias. B'meila, everything that is echod, that's b'mnucha, is also echod. So Shabbos being b'mnucha is same thing as Klal Yisrael being echod and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being echod. You couldn't really say it in those words on Klal Yisrael, the word menucha, because Klal Yisrael still perfect themselves. Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't want to use the term, but in Shabbos, the term is most apropos. So that's the piece here. Okay, I need to hold it here. Okay. It's going to go. It's just a little bit pressed for time. Okay, so I guess we'll pick up Cheshvin again, Ritz Hashem. Wherever you... And if you happen to be around this neck of the woods, drop in if you... Okay, David. Agmar Sima Taiva. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it. Right. Correct. It right. Right. It's not different. Someone in Eish HaTorah once, long time ago, was there, so I said, let me make the following statement. If I tell you that this person is a wonderful person, he treats everybody like his father, so your first reaction is, wow, that's really nice. I said that same statement says that he treats his father like everybody else. It said, if you're not miyachid, So Umas Olam, like the Mishnah says, Chaviv Adam that's Nivra Betzalim, and Bemela, you need to be Mechav that. You know, Chibi Yisrael and Das Lehem, the Yisrael. The Yachas is good and better rather than good and bad. Yeah, that's very, very true. Huh? Let's see. Have you started going out yet, in fact? I hear. Well, certainly not